You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Folks, it's Carrie, and we are talking today about the 18 streams of income. Your book is not a business card. We are in a series, and today is stream number 10, which is launch teams. Launch teams. Now, you might be thinking, Carrie, what in the world are you talking about? Launch teams for books becoming an income stream? Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to share with you a couple things. One is that you do not need to charge for your book launch team. In fact, in some ways, many times I haven't charged. So in fact, right now, if you go to carrieoberbrenner.com/18book, you'll see that we have a free launch party and there's no launch team. So that is a page built all around essentially a free launch team. And I'm giving away a ton of value, different types of prizes and guests and bonuses and secret chapters and all this good stuff. There's an example of not charging for a launch team. However, there have been launch teams that I have charged for, and it's worked incredibly well. In fact, I'm going to show you here. If you go to unhackablebook.com, let's go there for a moment, and you'll see that if you scroll down, there is a special tab under resources that's called team. Now, let me walk you through exactly how much this team cost, how much this team generated, and the strategy behind it, because it was incredibly effective. So with the Unhackable book, I wanted to do a launch team. Now, a launch team is essentially a community that gathers around, check this out, the mission of your book. Did you catch that? If you just say, hey, I want a bunch of people to gather around my book, it's probably going to be short-lived. You might get some people that are just kind to you, and that's cool too, certainly. But it's going to be difficult because beyond the relational motivation of someone who wants to help you, a friend, a family member, it's going to be short-lived. What gets much more traction is a launch team that's built around a movement or a mission or a message. For example, I built a launch team around Elixir Project. And Elixir Project was essentially, hey, join this launch team and I'll teach you all the behind the scenes of how I'm doing a launch around a fiction book. And lots of people joined in. Now that one had 1,100 people join Elixir Project. I called it the VIP team. Now, all I asked them to do was pre-buy a book. Now check this out. I jumped in there a ton and served these people. In fact, I had Mission Monday, Tool Tuesday, Word Wednesday, Thankful Thursday, Facebook Friday, Strategic Saturday, and Sneak Peek Sunday. I was in there every single day for months. And you might say, gee, Carrie, that's a lot of work. It is. But notice, I loved on these people. I served them. And these people became the people who then bought the other streams of income, the course. So besides buying a $15 book, a lot of them, in fact, over 100, bought a $500 course. And so the $500 course, you do the math, 500 times 100, it's $50,000. $50,000 of people that joined the course. Now, it didn't stop there. A bunch of them said, I'm going to come to the Elixir Project event. And so that year, the conference was built all around Elixir Project. We had another $60,000 plus that came in from people joining the conference. So you do the math, that's a pretty big launch. That's over six figures in 6 weeks. And then we did a mastermind. We did the Elixir Project mastermind around that. So you can see very quickly how a launch team, in that case, nothing to join, but it was a community that I built around the message of Elixir Project. Now, with Unhackable, much different. Unhackable, I said, you know what? I am going to charge. And if you look here under team, here we are. Under team, you'll see that there's all kinds of great benefits, right? There is the video. You got to have a video that casts the vision. And then I said, look, this launch party is going to be all around how you can do $1 million plus launch with products and services. And so actually that's what we did. And you'll notice that what do you get? You get the book. Number one, you get the process. Number two, you get the community. Number three, you get the course. Number four, you get the coach. Number five. And then notice I didn't say, hey, and I'm just going to keep all the cash. In fact, I said, I'm going to give back through B1, G1, buy one, give one. And we gave all kinds of money. In fact, we gave thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to B1G1, and it helped people all over the world that struggle with the most basic needs. So you see that when people join this launch team, it was a $50 purchase. And again, like, here's all the people. I mean, this is legit. You know, people that were given micro loans, women, people that were helped with human trafficking in Madagascar. What did we do in Madagascar? We provided schools. I mean, you can see, and this is amazing. So it was quite fun. And sure enough, when people clicked, let's do this, it led them to, in the past, a $50 launch team purchase. Okay. So you can see that. Now, what did this group become? This group became conference ticket buyers, and they actually became certified coaches. So again, you see how some of these income streams build on one another. So they came in through the launch team, but then many of them became certified coaches. So are you seeing the power of what a launch team can do? Now, I don't think your launch team should be focused on you. It can be, and certainly with your first book, you might have a lot of stored up relational equity that people say, oh my gosh, I'm just so excited. I want to celebrate you. And that's cool. And that's cool. And a pre-buy of a book can work well. Here's what you can also do though. With your launch team, you could actually stack at that point. Join the launch team, get a book. Join the launch team and upgrade with the book and course. Upgrade with the book, course, and certification. Upgrade with the book, course, and conference. Like, you can actually use your launch team as its own product, or you can stack other types of book-based income streams around it. Totally up to you. The other thing I'll say that works very well is to turn your launch team eventually into your subscription community. Did you catch that? So it's one thing to gather a large group of people, or even 20, 30, 40, 50 people. You gather these people together to be part of your launch team. And sometimes when the book launch is over, you can basically just say, thanks for being part of the launch team. That's option one. You just disband the launch team. Option two is that you grandfather everyone in that's part of the launch team as a founding member in your community. You basically say, hey, thank you for being part of the launch team. As an extra value, I'm going to extend to you 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, forever community membership, where now all of a sudden they're like, boom, now you have this instant community. Or some people say the launch team is over if you want to upgrade to the community. We're now going over to this community group, or everyone will be essentially reset and removed from the community group. Only those who want to continue will remain. There's many ways to phase out your launch team or upsell your launch team. The thing is that if you're giving continued value and if people have built relationships, then it's a very good thing. You don't want to base your launch team, your community group around the sale. People will not stick around. You want to build it around community, around generosity, around adding value to people. I attract people many times in my community that A, are either passionate about the topic, the subject, or B, they're passionate about the way that I do things with books. And so they kind of want to peek in. They want to say, what is he doing? How is he getting these dozens or hundreds or even sometimes thousands? We had one launch team. If you look, it's now morphed into the 5-day challenge. Let me look here. I'm going to show it to you. This launch team at one point became over 50,000 people. Quite unbelievable. So let me get there. This group today is 48,000. So it kind of reached a high point of 50,000. And for a lot of people, I mean, that would be amazing. Now, we didn't just build it by chance. I mean, it was very strategic, you know, and it took time and money, but this generated easily over 7 figures of income. But it also cost quite a bit to build the launch team. In other words, we ran ads to the launch team, and we turned this into a 5-day challenge, and then we turned it into so it was an author 5-day challenge. And then when you do a Facebook group, you can actually rename it. And as long as you are, let me show you one more time. As long as you're clear about the rules of the group, then it's okay. And you want to treat this group with respect. You want to let them know what's coming. So you can see here that we changed the about. And that way people didn't say like, what? I joined this group for another reason. We kind of had an announcement about changing the group. So that's important to let your people know. But these are all some fun strategies. And you can see that we've had teams that have been 50 people, 1,000, and even this one last team, 50,000 people. So it all depends what your strategy is. If you need help on this topic, we have the Igniting Souls Publishing Agency. I mean, this is what we do. We are a done for you agency. So not only do we teach, but we can actually help you build your launch team. And there's strategies. And again, it all depends what you want to do. Some people don't want to build massive empires. I saw someone who did a very good job with a launch team recently. I mean, like big time. I started listening in and watching because I thought, wow, she's building this big time, like our type of big time. So I could tell she was running ads. I could tell there was a strategy behind it. And this was Jamie Kern. So she did a book launch recently. And let me see. She's pretty legit. You know, there's questions about, is she a billionaire? So, you know, you can tell that she had a goal and a vision, and then she kept her community after her launch. So yes, there is this dip in engagement that you'll see after a book launch, but if you're strategic, you can recapture that and essentially take it to the next level. So be a soul on fire. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Hope you enjoyed this. And again, follow what we're doing with Your Book Is Not a Business Card. Everything I'm teaching, I'm doing. Okay, so it's a authenticity thing going on here. Take care. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.